Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now we go to the newsline. Rachel Scott is with us. She is with the president as the president is taking some time off up at his time off. There's no such thing for a president on his at his golf course up in New Jersey. Talk to us about the latest on gun control. Where did we leave things off at the end of last week?
Well, things are essentially staying the same right now. The president, before he left for New Jersey, said that he wants very meaningful background checks. And I think lawmakers agree on one thing, right? They want action, but the question is, how far are they willing to go? The halls of Congress are empty right now, and we already have seen two background check bills passed in the House, but they have not been brought to a vote in the Senate. And so this is why Democrats are calling on Republicans, calling on Mitch McConnell to bring the Senate back into session to pass gun reform. The question is just, how far are lawmakers willing to go, and can they all get on the same page? We know some Republicans are inching towards this idea of red flag laws, which would be a plan aimed at taking away guns from people who pose an imminent danger. But there are Democrats who say that doesn't go far enough. Senator Chuck Schumer is one of them. He released a statement last week calling it an ineffective cop-out if you pass something that has red flag laws that does not include strong universal background checks. We know that background checks are something the majority of Americans support, right? But the question is, how does this actually get through? Are lawmakers going to act, and do background checks go far enough in addressing the systemic violence that we have seen in this country?
What has been, onto another subject entirely, what has been the president's reaction to the suicide death of Jeffrey Epstein?
Yeah, well, we know that the president over the weekend was retweeting conspiracy theories linking this somehow to former President Bill Clinton. All of those have been substantiated claims, of course. But this is something the president, you know, he once had ties with. And so the president has so far has been silent on Twitter other than those retweets. But we will have to wait and see if he comes out and says anything further on it.
Busy week ahead. Couple of trips planned, I hear.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The president will be heading to New Hampshire. He will be having a Make America Great Again rally there. And even today on the White House schedule, even though the president is vacationing in New Jersey, there is a press briefing on the schedule, and that's going to be with the acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. He's going to be speaking to reporters, and this comes just days after those sweeping immigration raids, right? I mean, several hundred people were arrested in that massive roundup in Mississippi. In some cases, children were left without parents. We saw those images. We saw those interviews spread across the media of kids crying, looking for their parents. Since then, we know that at least 300 people have been released. We know upwards of 300 more are still being detained. And so there will be a White House press briefing on that today while the president is here in New Jersey. And, of course, those raids, again, came on the heels of that mass shooting in El Paso, where the suspected gunman said that he was targeting Mexicans. And so when asked about timing of those raids over the weekend, the acting Secretary of Homeland Security called it unfortunate. So we'll have to see what more is going to be said on that and if more ICE raids are going to be planned in the future.
Rachel Scott traveling with the president in New Jersey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.